Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a longtime Wall Street analyst. He's been very much involved in the trading environment over the years. He's worked at Goldman Sachs, Sempra Energy Trading, and he's the author of a very important book called Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's our good friend, Leo Haviland. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be back on your excellent show.
It's good to have you back, Leo. Hey, Leo, one of the things let me go way back. About 35 years ago, there was a movie called Rollover. Do you remember that movie, Rollover? It had
yes.
Jane Fonda in it, and I'm trying to remember who the guy was. I think it may have been Redford, but this was an example of where foreign governments were going to refuse to roll over their debt with us. Do you remember that? Do you remember the movie?
Yes.
And help me out here. How am I doing on the description? We were going to have a collapse, a financial collapse, because all the money that we had loaned or that we had borrowed, so to speak, for our debt was going to come due, and they weren't going to roll it over.
Right. And that's a situation that one should at least consider, although not necessarily a likely possibility, but it should be put in context given the massive amount of U.S. Treasury debt held by foreigners, overseas entities, particularly by official institutions. Which
can you break down? Can you break down who owes who we owe what to?
Yeah, in terms of countries, and these are general. We owe mainland China about $1.2 trillion. We owe Japan over $1.1 trillion. The Saudis hold about $90 to $95 billion of our debt, and so on. When you add it all up, these foreign entities have about $6.2 trillion
right.
of our debt, and outstanding our debt is say around $14 trillion of publicly held debt.
Right.
So
the truth is, though, Americans hold a lot more debt than foreigners do, right?
There's a pretty close race.
Is it okay? So, is there any one country that who didn't roll over, if they refused to roll over, could take us down? I mean, we could absorb $95 billion from Saudis, right?
Right.
But
it would be a real challenge if, over time, say China or Japan,
right,
refused to roll over the debt.
Well, China might, for geopolitics reasons. Japan would only do it out of desperation. Say again, how much we owe China?
China holds about $1.2 trillion yeah. of our treasury securities.
That's a blink level.
Yeah, that's an awful lot.
Yeah.
Now they don't want financial collapse, which might follow if the U.S. interest rate prices spiked. But that's an awful lot of debt for
mm-hmm.
either the U.S. domestic market or for the Fed if they came in and bought it
right.
to absorb.
So we've got all this debt out there, and that's grown significantly over the last few years. And is there any group of people, could China and Russia and Iran get together and beat us up over that? Could we become, could, I can remember being in debt to the degree, Leo, that I was very much compromised with my banker, kind of, almost ran my business because I didn't want him to call my loans. You know, I can remember those tough times. And could we be like that in the United States?
Well, those countries together add up to three separate sources or means of distraction or causing United States growth either to slow or politicians to be distracted or debt to be problematic. China would be more problematic on debt. Russia and Iran, if they could link with the Saudis and other oil producers to cause oil prices to go way up, which doesn't look imminent, but they certainly don't look like they're going to be.
So there is some exposure from certain entities getting together. We're going to talk with Leo some more about this after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.